This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. Barbara is with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina, and Barbara joins us from time to time to tell us what's going on with Quilt Trails. Barbara, you've got a lot of quilt blocks up everywhere. We welcome you to the program.
I'm happy to be here today. We are still putting up quilt blocks, and I'd like people to know that you can now buy a tour guide of all the blocks that are up in Burnsville. There's close to 30 blocks up in Burnsville. Each one of those blocks has a great story associated with it, and the new tour guide has all those stories in it, and it has small maps that will help you find the blocks, including the GPS coordinates. So if you like to play with your GPS unit, you can punch in those numbers and it'll lead you to the quilt blocks. So you can pick up a copy of that guide at our gift shop, which is at La Casa, which is across from the Parkway Playhouse. And it's open from 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday, and it's usually open the nights of the Parkway performances if you want to go to a play and go early or go over during intermission. The other thing that we've got going on is that we are going to raffle off a 3-foot quilt block this year, and we will have that ready for the Mount Mitchell Craft Fair, which is coming right up, and we will be there selling raffle tickets along with a lot of other goodies. So we hope you'll come by our booth and see us and maybe even pick up an application form. And we're going to raffle this quilt block off at the Decade by Decade Festival, which is September the 27th in Burnsville. So we'll have it on display at Mount Mitchell Craft Fair, and you can start buying your tickets then. And several places around town will have tickets for sale as well. Most of the places where you see a poster of the block. And I'd also like for people to know that the library has ordered our Encyclopedia of Pieced Quilt Patterns, and that's the book that we use to research and help find just the right block. So you can now start the research yourself if you want to by going to the library and looking at this encyclopedia. They ordered 4 copies, so there's one in each of the libraries. And we recommend that if you want to do that, that you start with the alphabetical index in the back and find block names that perhaps are related to your story or your interests, and then look up and see what those blocks look like. And that's a really fast way to find a block that you like. And if you do that, then you can just let us know which block it is, and we happen to have that encyclopedia on our computer, so we can pull it up and drop in color and print out a blank one so that you can color it yourself if you want to. So we're really happy that the library has done that for us, and we hope people will take advantage of that. And the last thing I'd like for people to know is that we are rapidly approaching our 100th quilt block.
Ooh, that's a lot.
It is. And when we do, we hope to have a party, and we'll let everybody know that we're going to celebrate that 100th block.
That's terrific.
Thank you. We think it is, too. We hope that you will come by and see us at the craft fair. And if you can't get to the craft fair and would like to volunteer, give us a call, 828-682-7331, or visit our website, which is quilttrailswnc.org.
Our guest on Close Up for today, Barbara Webster, with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.